Welcome back, Children of the Revolution. This is Ben Brown Jr. with what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades PDX via Blueberry Podcasting or Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Spotify or wherever you're finding us, RSS feed. Welcome back. This is our 11th show in 11 weeks. Yes, not stopping on doing one a week and plan on doing as many as you can handle. So if you keep wanting to hear it, we'd love to be putting it together for you. So this week is, they're all special. This one is by request, believe it or not. And we're going to be talking about a woman who seemingly, without fear or irony, known by her stage name, The Divine Miss M, she reestablished the cabaret as a viable commercial force. And that is the one and only Bette Midler. And we're focusing on her career in the 1970s. It's a shame the way some words become bastardized. What was once a means to be particularly and especially descriptive eventually translates into some new form of tacky vernacular. One of these words is dude. Originally derived from the phrase Yankee Doodle Dandy, it was once meant to describe someone with style and class. Cabaret, which, back in Germany between the two world wars, is another. When one hears this latter word today, it is often relegated to sleazy topless bars. Cabaret was a popular form of working-class entertainment. Sometimes songs, sometimes nudity, sometimes politics, and sometimes performance acts that related to the realities and ugliness of working-class life. Set in smoky bars in major cities, it was often the only place for members of dispossessed populations to find work, namely members of what would be eventually called the LGBTQI community. This history was not lost on a one Bette Midler. A nice Jewish girl from Honolulu, she moved to New York City to attempt to make her break into show business. Starting off as a go-go dancer, she did the usual round of small parts on stage and in other mediums. Her unlikely break came in the form of a gay bathhouse, a members-only club where men would often meet in secret to have sex. One of them, the Continental Baths, also offered live entertainment. It was here where Midler honed her stage persona, The Divine Miss M, which also became the name of her debut album. She was also given the name Bathhouse Betty by patrons, which would also become the name of one of her later albums. With future adult contemporary megastar Barry Manilow as her piano player and musical director, as well as future adult contemporary singer Melissa Manchester as one of her backing vocalists, she developed an act that was filled with ribald humor, and for those in attendance, the type of diva-centric and wild show they thought was once a definitely thing of the past. Midler's act became the talk of the town. Ahmet Ertegun, the founder and president of Atlantic Records, came down to see her and, just like all the other men who entered the club, had to do so in nothing but a white towel. After signing her, she started making TV appearances, becoming the favorite singer of Tonight Show host Johnny Carson, even appearing on his final episode decades later. These are the formative years of a queer icon and institution. Nothing was sacred, everything was up for grabs, humor was never in short supply, and she honestly didn't care what people thought of her. Much like the entertainers of traditional German cabaret, she truly gave her all to everything she did. In an era where women are to seemingly have opportunities galore, so few of them take the risks that Ms. Midler did. This particular program comes by special request of my husband, Travis. The 30th of July is our 24th anniversary, and he so very much wanted a Bette Midler program. Hope you enjoy this little bear. And we're going to be kicking off our show with what was eventually her very first single, and this was on Atlantic Records, and it came from her debut album, The Divine Miss M, in 1972. Unfortunately, timing is everything in show business, it seems, and there were two competing versions of this song which were already scaling the charts, one by Helen Reddy and the other by country singer Tanya Tucker. The flip side, which we'll be hearing later on in the second part of the show, became the big hit, though, and we'll get into that later. This is Delta Dawn, and we'll see you in just about 30 minutes.
She was 41 and her daddy still called her baby. Everyone in Brownsville thinks she's crazy. 'Cause she walks to the station with a suitcase in her hand. And she's looking for a mysterious, dark-haired man. In her younger day, they called her Delta Dawn. by her side, and he promised he would take her for his bride. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? Did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? Delta Dawn,
Johnny.
Is it really the end? So goodbye, Johnny. Will the hurt ever mend? So goodbye, Johnny. Oh, I burn at your touch. You got no heart, Johnny. But oh, I love you so much. Oh, at first you were kind and gentle, till I packed up and went off with you. And it lasted 2 weeks until one day you laughed at me and hit me too. You dragged me all over the city, up the river and down to the sea. Now I look at myself in the mirror, and some old woman looks back at me. You didn't want love, Johnny, you wanted money. I gave you all I had, you wanted more. Oh, don't look at me that way. I'm only trying to talk to you. Wipe that grin off your face, Johnny. Is it really the end? So goodbye, Johnny. Will the pain ever mend? So goodbye, Johnny. How I burn at your touch. You got no heart, Johnny. When we met, I forgot to ask you why they called you that funny name. But in every hotel on the seacoast, I found out that I loved you all the same. I'm tired, I'm worn out, the sea's pounding in my ears, and I reach out my arms to hold you. You're not here, and who even cares? You got no heart, Johnny. You're just no good. You're going now? Oh, tell me why. I love you after all, Johnny. Like that very first day. Don't laugh at me no more, Johnny. So goodbye, Johnny. Is it really? Yeah. Oh, Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the spring becomes the rose. Bartender, I'd like a Manhattan, please.
Stop me if you've heard this one. I feel as though we've met before. Perhaps I am mistaken,
but it's just that I remind you of someone you used to care about. Oh, but that was long ago. Now tell me, do you really think I'd fall for that old line? I was not born just yesterday. Besides, I never talk to strangers in near way.
Well, I ain't a bad guy when you get to know me. I just thought there ain't no harm.
Yeah, yeah, just try minding your own business, but annoy me with your sad, sad repartee. Besides, I never talk to strangers in your way. Your life's a dance, a novel.
Yeah.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution. This is Ben Brown Jr. again with What You're Not Listening To here on Ace of Spades, PDX. And this is our Bette Midler show, our final show of July 2019, and an anniversary request by my husband, Travis. Hope the rest of you are all having a great time as well. And if you couldn't guess by the first 30 minutes here, really, when I say nothing was off the table for Ms. Midler, nothing was off the table. She's handled everything with such an amazing gift. And we're going to get even more of that in the second half of our show. And let's recap what we've heard in the first part, shall we? Kicking it all off with a very bluesy version of a country track, Delta Dawn. That was from 1972's The Divine Miss N. After that was from her 1973 self-titled album, her second, called Bette Midler. And that was Surabaya Johnny. And that was originally from the musical Happy End. Written by Bertolt Brecht and, of course, Kurt Weill, and it was from 1929 during the actual cabaret period in Germany. Following that was originally a track recorded by the one and only Bonnie Tyler, and it was the title track to a British TV show. Was actually based on Jacqueline Suzanne's first novel, and that was Married Men, and this version comes from her last album of the 1970s, Thighs and Whispers, from 1979. After that, also from 79, the album that really broke Ms. Midler into a huge mainstream success was her role in this was as the lead, and she was garnered an Academy Award nomination for Best Actress and did win the Golden Globe. That was The Rose from 1979 and was at one time her biggest single, and that was from the original motion picture soundtrack. After that was a duet with, believe this or not, Tom Waits, who was a very big up-and-coming writer, critical favorite, and that was from 1977's Broken Blossom, I Never Talk to Strangers. And the one we just heard, again, not sounding like any of the other tracks that she ever recorded, from 1979, live version from the Rose soundtrack, Sold My Soul to Rock and Roll. Yes, she broke those devil chains, kids. And we're going to be kicking off the second part of our show with yet another duet. And again, Bette Midler was not the kind of middle-of-the-road icon that many people think she is, and she really still isn't if you really look at her career. Garnering by this next track from her 1976 album Songs from the New Depression, she was attracting all sorts of fans, and no less than the one and only Bob Dylan, who wrote this song. This is a duet with Bette Midler and Bob Dylan, Buckets of Rain, and we will see you just before our grand finale. Thank you.
Life is a bus when you think you've been had. You do what you must do when you do it bad. I do it for you, honey, baby, ain't you glad? Oh, 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 Bobby, Bobby, hey, that mystery, you set me free, yeah.
Welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to a very special show by request here. The Divine Miss N in the 1970s, Bette Midler, bringing back the cabaret as a commercial force in only the way she could. I'm your host, Ben Brown Jr., on this very special anniversary request by my husband. You can't say Bette Midler without thinking, of course, Queer Icon. And now, hopefully, if you listen to the beginning of the show, you understand that that goes all the way back to the beginning of her career. Let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our program, shall we? Kicked it all off with some Bette Midler and Bob Dylan duet. Words you probably never thought you'd hear. A fantastic track, Buckets of Rain, from Songs of the New Depression from 1976. And after that was a demo version of it was recorded in 1972, appeared eventually on The Divine Miss M in this version, and a slightly produced version for her album Songs of the New Depression. It's called Marijuana, and that was from a film called Murder at the Vanities from 1932. And this is what we call a pre-code film, and that was the Hays Code, which was adopted in 1934. It was a way of Hollywood self-censorship that exists in one form or another some parts of the state. After that was a very Phil Spector-ish production there. Midler was not shy of her love of Phil Spector and that of the early 60s girl groups. That was from 1977's Broken Blossom. That was a Billy Joel song, Say Goodbye to Hollywood. Following that was a James Taylor cover, believe this or not, from her 1979 album Thighs and Whispers, which wasn't all disco like everyone thought it was, though it was probably her worst seller of the decade. That was Millworker, and that was actually from a stage play called Working, which was based on the work of Studs Terkel. And the song we just heard was The Flip Side, to the very first song, the very first single that Bette Midler ever released. And this was the big hit and the song that launched her in the stratosphere. This was the full-length album version, recorded in 72, big hit in 73, from the album Divine Miss N, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, originally by Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, the Andrews sisters. And my God, it just still sounds amazing. And we're going to be finishing up our show here with something, a real true extended grand finale. And this was, took up almost an entire album side of her double album, Live at Last. Bette Midler has always been an incredible live performer. And this show is kind of, in a sense, like a tribute to the type of material, all sorts of things that she'll just throw in just because she thinks it's fun and the crowd never gets tired of it because she always pulls it off with such amazing skill. I won't spoil it for you because she kind of describes it here. But this is the Vicky Eadie Show, recorded in 1976 in Cleveland, Ohio, and released in 1977. And the songs we'll be hearing are Around the World, Istanbul, Fiesta in Rio, South Sea Scene, The Hawaiian War Chant, and The Lullaby of Broadway. Happy anniversary, Travis, and thank you all for being here. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and of course requests, you're always welcome. Find us on the podcast page and drop us a line. Love to you all. And thank you to the Divine Miss M.
Now comes my favorite part. This is the part where I get to expose myself to Cleveland. All my hopes, fears, dreams, and desires. Right here, right now, in this little section. I have been in show business for 10 years, and every time I have to go back on the stage, I have this dream that I am trapped in an act, not of my own design. In this act, I demonstrate the kind of performer I might have become had I not been blessed with brains, talent, and gorgeous tits. Yes, indeed, ladies and germs. In this dream, I demonstrate the kind of performer I would have become had I only been blessed with gorgeous tits. Yes, here they are. Here they are. You've read about them in People magazine. They were featured on the cover of Life, October 1st, 1954. Three-year-old baby with 38-inch chest. That was something to behold. Ah, now the name of the performer that I play in my dream is Vicky Eadie. Vicky Eadie is definitely a lounge act. Vicky Eadie is not the kind of performer who just goes around singing any old kind of song she wants to sing, you understand? No, this act, what can I call it? It is a global review. She does not, of course, travel alone. No, she has hired a once famous singing trio, the dazzling Eatettes. And if I am not mistaken, here they come this very minute. Here they come, the dazzling Eatettes. Oh, God. Welcome to my nightmare. And now, the plywood room. High atop Swingo Celebrity Motor Lodge. Present the inimitable song stylings of the internationally acclaimed Miss Vicky Eady, internationally acclaimed Around the World Review, entitled Around the World in 80 Ways. And now, here's Vicky! Hey, around the world, I search for you, I travel on, and hope it's gonna keep a rendezvous. Say I knew somewhere, sometime, somehow, you would look at me and I would see the smile you're smiling now. No more will I go all around the world, for I have found my world and why owe you, hey, ha. What difference does it make? Jokers, stokers, and smokers, how are you tonight? Where are you tonight? And how's your sign say? Have we got a little treat in store for you tonight? We're going to take you on a wonderful little trip around this glorious little globe of ours. We feature songs of many colors and flags of lots of nations. And the first stop on this whirlwind cavalcade, the exotic Middle East, with a veritable turkey of a tune. Here we go, girls!
Oh, Istanbul! Constantinople knows Istanbul. Constantinople, been a long time gone. Oh, Constantinople, turn the light on the moonlight. Say, every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul. Constantinople, so have you ever been in Constantinople? She'll be waiting in Istanbul. Be that old New York was once New Amsterdam.
Hey, why they changed it, I can't say. I think it's just like dead better that way.
But as I say, no time to linger in the Ottoman Empire, for I hear by the sound of the castanets that we are off, we are off to Brazil, land of hope, land of hemp. I wrote this next musical composition for the festival at Parana del Rey. Unfortunately, I did not win that particular festival, otherwise I would not be here in Cleveland tonight. But it makes no, never mind. For me, this song sums up the essence of the Latin American experience. See if you don't understand what I mean. It was fiesta, tropical moonlight. It was fiesta, and he held me so tight. Ah, the South Seas, the the South Seas, where I found peace, contentment, and many tropical fruits I had not known before. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Vicky Edie eats papaya. We are about to recreate for you one of the most beautiful and sensual of all the native rituals, and here are some beautiful sensual natives right now. In the South Sea island of Tawanga, I let myself go. What a beautiful setting for romancing, and the palms sway to and fro, and the island men are so handsome, then Maggie, you really know what it's like not to be left lonely as they sing soft and low. If you're cracking up, have that shaggin' up. If you're cracking up, have that shaggin' up. If you're cracking up, well, it's cracking up. You gotta find yourself a crazy kind of love to bring more. Oh, hey, that's enough, he's got me. Oh, hey, come on, I wanna lay. Oh, hey, you gotta find yourself a crazy kind of love. They took me down by the waterfall. They showed me their island ways. They gave me beautiful flowers and pretty good island lays. I forgot about what was right, and I learned what was very bad. But now I am the princess of the island, and they make me feel very glad. I sing first and then you. Get it? Got it? Good. If you're cracking up from having lack of shacking up. If you're cracking up from having lack. God, what a quiet, quiet little group. What a quiet, tasteful little group. Now that the lights are on, I see just how quiet and tasteful you really are. Let's try it again. Me first, then you. Real loud. If you're cracking up from having lack of shacking up. If you're cracking up from having lack of shacking up. Wonderful. If you're cracking up from having lack of shacking up. If you're cracking up from having lack of shacking up. If you're cracking up. If you're cracking up. Why don't you pack it up? Why don't you pack it up? And find yourself a crazy kind of love. And find yourself a crazy kind of love. Now here comes the hard part. Now many Caucasians have a lot of difficulty wrapping their little mouths around this part, because this is real Polynesian, you understand. Awe, lack of nookies got me. Awe, lack of nookies got me. I see it has. Next phrase. Awe, come on, I want to lay you. Awe, come on, I want to lay you. Excellent. Excellent. Why, much better than we had hoped. Why, my goodness me, do you think we can do it up to tempo? Do you think you can do it up to tempo? Yes, up to tempo for the little motherfuckers. Here we go.
Hey, come on, old man, listen to the lullaby.